This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by an extraordinary leader in person, Tosca Nelson. Tosca is a strategic initiatives portfolio leader at Kaiser Permanente and just a great leader and terrific person. Tosca, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Sure. At Kaiser Permanente, I'm a strategic initiatives portfolio leader, as Scott said, and I lead a team of internal consultants in which we drive a lot of change in the care continuum. And we're affectionately known as the Fixers or the Dream Team. I'm also the founder of Greeks in Healthcare.
And take a moment on Kaiser Permanente and what a great place that's been for you to work.
Oh, yeah, sure. I've been at Kaiser for about 5 years. I started in legislative implementation, so that allowed me to pull in my project management and my compliance background into one unique role in which we started a brand new department. From there, I've been promoted. So I've moved into a senior manager of business process management that allowed me to look at more than just legislation. And now I'm actually in the care continuum space with the ability to move to other areas as we see fit.
And overall, on a 1 to 10, how do you love working at Kaiser?
Probably a 12. I'm really passionate about the mission of our organization, and I love the fact that we, of course, are not only focusing on patient outcomes, but we do so much more for the community.
So in addition to being sort of crazily bright and off the sort of charts, personal and professional skills, you're also a great connector of people. I've seen you work hard at developing this platform, Greeks in Healthcare, and talk a little bit about that. Talk about that connectivity and those and that skill set.
I love people. So when I moved to Maryland from Florida, I loved the fact that I saw such great relationships in the healthcare space, and I didn't see as much of that in Florida. So I sought to initially focus on connecting people that were also in sororities and fraternities like me. I'm a member of Zeta Phi Beta. Together. So I started a grassroots spreadsheet, and essentially I started linking all these people in sororities and fraternities, and I would post on LinkedIn and everyone said, oh my gosh, I want to be part of this group too. And these were people in or not in sororities and fraternities. I then from there took it outside of Kaiser because we were known as KP Greeks and created Greeks in Healthcare, and we get together about once a month and we're building relationships across platform so that we are empowering ourselves as healthcare professionals to learn more about what's going on both in our local areas but in the industry. And it's been working out great.
Talk for a moment about Greek life on campuses and so forth. It's got this fascinating mix right now of at some schools it's being viewed negatively, at some schools being positively, and there's all kinds of reasons for it. But talk a little bit about your experience in a sorority and whether you loved it, was helpful, was relationship building. Talk about that for one moment.
So it's actually interesting that you asked that. So there's two ways that you can join. You can either join on your campus, or for me, I actually joined after achieving my bachelor's degree. For me, I was working two jobs and I was very active in student government, so I couldn't join a sorority at that time. But I found it to be extremely rewarding and the ability to connect in the same way after college with the ability to, of course, share in many of those experiences that the on-campus sorority women have cultivated.
Fascinating. And take a moment, Tosca. You're having this great career. Talk about a couple of highlights leading up to being at Kaiser Permanente and preparing yourself for working at KP.
Sure. So I've been very intentional about the credentials that I've earned. So I very much put education first, and I spent a lot of time, of course, doing my bachelor's degree in healthcare, my master's degree, PMP certified. So from there, I feel my credentials have really charted my path so that I can be great and I can really understand a lot of the concepts being taught to me. By great relationships, a lot of experiences, I've had the ability to really navigate the healthcare climate, and by, of course, educating myself by everything going on in the news. So I always am grateful to Becker's Healthcare for that.
And God bless you.
Thank you.
Take a moment, Tosca. You're just a pleasure to visit with always. Talk about what advice you have for emerging and evolving professionals. What would you tell the younger version of yourself, or it doesn't have to be younger, other people that are evolving as professionals? What advice would you have for them?
Focus on skill sets, not just specific jobs. So I made that mistake, and I was actually, when I was mentoring others, I would help them focus on very specific jobs, and we would do a gap analysis for the job specifically so that they could set up this perfect profile. Instead, if they focus on ways of thinking and their skill sets, they can be more general so that they can take those skills and leverage them in different areas. Also, investing in themselves by keeping their professional profile fresh is important. Giving back and also making sure that their elevator speech is always ready. So they need to know who they are, where they're going, and what they need to do to get there, and be ready to tell others about it.
What are some of the core skill sets that people should be working on?
Communication, one, strategic thinking, another, and stakeholder engagement. So I feel not enough people understand the importance of stakeholder engagement and how they can make or break your success in both your personal career and your professional careers.
And take a moment on, because I always try and teach this to my kids, for lack of a better word, my two college-age kids, on how important the communication skills are to professional success. They're not a substitute for great analytical skills and great work ethic, but how important are those communication skills to success?
Extremely, and I feel not enough people pay attention. So you think of those college-age kids in which they complete that COM 1001 class, and they think they're fully prepared. But when they start paying more attention to how communication has to be tailored based on who's receiving the information, what is most important, and even when you present it, that's definitely what makes communication effective or ineffective, and it also can distort the message that you're trying to portray.
Thank you. And stakeholder engagement, which is also sort of a piece of communication that makes your stakeholders are totally engaged. Talk for a moment about what you mean by stakeholder engagement and how important that is.
Sure. So in project management, we have stakeholders that can sit in a bunch of different seats. So sometimes you just have stakeholders that are impacted by the success or changes led by a project. Other times you have someone that is your true project sponsor. So they're the ones that will own and cherish the work that's being deployed by your project. If you can really understand what that stakeholder's need is, communicate to them that you have that understanding. And of course, keep that in mind as you're developing solutions or you're making decisions about what is to be deployed on that project. Then at the end of the day, you have a successful project with stakeholders that are engaged and that will support you. And that will also help you along as you need to make changes that may impact the success of your project.
Fantastic. And talk about, TK, top priorities the rest of this year. What do you see as your top priorities the rest of this year?
Well, 2020 has been a year of emotion. So with the social unrest and the impact of COVID, they've definitely impacted healthcare professionals differently. It's been really traumatic. So for this year, I really want to focus on using Greeks in Healthcare as a platform for empowerment and support. So I want to make sure that we are hosting those conversations that we need to have. As an example, 2 weeks ago, we hosted a conversation about suicidal ideations and how to identify those and support people in our, potentially in our small circle that could be dealing with mental health issues and how to support them. I'm also very focused on mentoring others in these changing times. So we know that the economy is changing and everything in the industry is changing. And therefore, especially mentees that are new to the industry, as they're facing all of this, they need support and they're going to need some guidance. Lastly, I've been fortunate enough to speak, this would be my third time with Becker's Healthcare, but in a lot of different forums. So I want to make sure that public speaking and participating in those conversations that need to be heard by others for support and empowerment is something that I continue to do in 2020.
Well, fantastic. You're one of the great nurturing leaders of our time. I see greatness in both what you do now and in your future as a leader. And it just is always great for me to get to visit with you. It just is refreshing, engaging, and I always learn something. TK, I want to thank you again for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast and can't wait to have you on again.
Thank you, and thank you to the Becker's team.